from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Missouri side, 435 southbound at Stadium Drive with construction set up as we check that for Cordell and Cordell. Right now, just a brief slow spot approaching Raytown Road. Kansas side, things move pretty well. 35 northbound trip from Olathe into downtown is 20 minutes. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan traffic.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Bengals. Let's cook them and eat their stripes. This is our team. Go Colts.
There it is.
Yeah.
That guy every week now, man. Boy. He's fired up for some preseason football, huh?
If you'd like to know the Gen Z definition of cringe, that would be it.
Every week, this guy. I can't wait for the regular season.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, it's going to be good each week to hear this,
this
poor guy.
This is our Colts. This is our team.
Now, is that
we
a song?
Them.
Did he make up that song, or is that a real, real Colts fight song that he is?
No. So, do you want to know the actual?
Okay, yeah.
So it is a religious song called "This Is Our God."
Oh, okay.
This is our God.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So it is a real song that he's changed into something like this.
It's only a time until the church comes after that guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, man,
you can't steal our song. Oh, okay.
Technically, you're stealing from the Lord, so yeah. You're gonna go. Your team is gonna have a very bad season. Remember when they said the Titanic couldn't even be sunk by God?
Right, man. It went down.
Don't challenge the Almighty.
I saw Anthony Richardson has odds to be comeback player of the year yesterday.
Yeah, don't do
right?
It.
Like, come
don't
on, what
it.
Are we doing here?
First I hate off, that award.
He's obviously a candidate for it, but he's never arrived, so he can't
Correct.
Come back.
Like, well, what's he coming back from?
Two,
you know,
it's going to be Aaron Rodgers or Joe Burrow,
right?
And or Sam Darnold, depending on what he does in Minnesota, if they don't get Tom Brady out of the booth. But again, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan. I'm Dusty Leggett, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. Tonight, guys, Chiefs, Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. I did,
Lions.
It's the Bears. The Chiefs
and
Bears.
Tigers,
and
Bears.
Right? It's an animal they're playing
yeah,
tonight,
right?
Like,
exactly
what are they, it's a lion. It's part of the song in the Disney song.
Yeah, Chiefs and the Minnesota Vikings tonight.
Right. I think they're playing the Texans tonight, aren't they? Is it? I don't know who they're playing tonight, but I asked, what's in it for me? Right. I asked a question. We got one text in and it's from the 816.
Right.
And they said, what's in it for you? By watching the preseason game, you have knowledge and understanding of who the backups are. So when somebody gets hurt, you know who has the capability to take their place. I'm not interested in that. That's Brett Veach's job. And if Brett Veach and Andy Reid put you out there, I'm good with it. Except they put me out there. I wouldn't be good with that.
I do believe you can hear that Chiefs game tonight on 96.5 The Fan, AM, FM,
Dusty, it's been a week.
I know, I'm sorry. 96.5 FM. But seriously, though, I give Mac a lot of trouble because he is a football connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's like Binkley Jr., isn't he?
Oh, don't say that.
No. That's not a bad thing.
No, I didn't say that. But like Binkley's football is like, it's kind of beyond.
Yeah.
I did see Bink yesterday and he was like, it's our time soon, right, bud? I was like, I know, man, let's go.
He's getting excited. We got week zero in Dublin. That's exciting, right? That's going to be fun to watch a little college ball over the weekend because that game matters, right? You'll see players that matter. Like I said earlier, I don't even know if Caleb Williams, and I'm being serious, even made the trip to Kansas City, right? Or are the Bears flying in today? Early this morning, fly in, play the game, and fly out. Like, that's what I would do. It's preseason football. Let's go.
But tonight is one of those nights where you could kind of see those fringe borderline players that maybe that you know, when you watch the franchise, if you do watch it, which I tend to watch that, I think it's kind of an interesting show.
They do a great job with it.
It is good. It's good production.
Way to go, Rob Alberino.
And you might root for a guy. And there's a guy that everybody might be rooting for to make the roster. We do this when we watch Hard Knocks back in the day when it was at least entertaining. But is there a guy that you guys are hoping that you're, you know, this is the guy. He should make the team.
This is our guy. This is who we want. I love him.
Correct. So who is that guy?
I'm rooting for. I'm pounding the table for Sky Moore, man. I because everybody is rooting against him. I'm like, I'm rooting for that guy, man. Sky Moore needs a little love, and I still think as a second round draft pick that doesn't make any money, he's got one more opportunity, and I think he's going to be pretty good in the return game. So I saw it the other day. He had a 30-yard return. I kind of like that out of him. But I'm rooting for that guy because it seems like the chips are stacked against him a little bit. The fan base is clearly against him and Tony and whoever else in that wide receiver room. So I'm rooting for Sky Moore. He is my guy.
Sticking in the wide receiver room, I'm Nico Remigio, man. I want him to make it bad. I think he's a good returner. I think we need depth. I think we should give someone new a shot. And Sky Moore and Kadarius Tony, we know what they have.
Well, I'm done with Kadarius Toney. I don't think there's room at the inn for Kadarius Toney anymore. I did see Dave Tobe's comments about the kickoff return the other day. He said how fun it's going to be for the fans. I think that, too. I know everybody's still kind of like, with the kickoff, right, because it's new. We don't like to give new things an opportunity. I'm giving it the entire year to see what we can do, and I'm interested to see what Dave Tobe means that it could be interesting for the fans because that got my wheels spinning a little bit. I'm like, that dude's concocting something back there. Sure. Like, we're going to see something good on opening night. Like, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm just hoping Carson Steele makes the team.
I don't think that you have to hope anymore, Dusty. I think he's in.
Okay, but I mean, I'm rooting for him. I want to watch him tonight. I assume he's going to get a lot of action, a lot of, some looks in the offense and see, like, what he can do on third and one, how he gets, you know, moving forward. I mean, I'm sure he's going to make the team, but I'm pounding my fist that this guy should be in more often than not, especially when you need that third and one where people don't have to worry about, oh, they should run it with Patrick Mahomes on a third and one QB sneak. Now you don't have to do that. You got the Gator guy, that's out of UCLA, solid guy that I think you can trust. I'm really interested to see how they use him tonight.
Let me tell you something. If he doesn't make the team, okay, Carson Wentz then needs to be in there on every third and one, and they need to do quarterback sneaks. I don't care if the other team knows that it's coming or if they think it's coming. Carson Wentz just go up over the top, you know, a little pop pass there and get a first down or something of that nature. Like, I think if you're going to keep Carson Steele on the team, he's there for those third and one type of situations. Right. And that's been, like, the offense's Achilles heel basically since Andy Reid got here, right? They can't get a yard.
Nope.
Okay? And I don't blame him. The whole Mahomes thing, like, not doing it, not risking it, don't blame him. But you got Carson Wentz. I mean, if he wants to get out there and take snaps on third and one and fall forward and get you the first down, I'm all for something like that. I have no problem with that. So if you're looking to jockey the roster and you don't want to keep Steele, but you keep Carson Wentz, he can be your short yardage third down quarterback, in my opinion. Let's do that. You know, why not?
You know what? Why not? Why do people continue to do this kind
of
stuff?
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
I mean, I would hope you know more about flag football than Patrick Mahomes, but it doesn't make you more intelligent than Patrick Mahomes. By
his
the way,
IQ.
Yeah, can you throw Jet Chip Wasp with you know, down 11 with however much time's left and hit your receiver down the field while, I don't know, grown athletic men are attacking you in full pads? I doubt that. But again, I don't understand why.
Do you know what that guy's name is?
No.
I don't either.
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't now. Like,
I don't understand. This is maybe my like 96.5 The Fan Fesco and Dusty first rant. Yours was yesterday on a Little League coach.
Oh my God, the Yankees are ripping this guy now too. Like, that guy's getting destroyed. That guy's such a D-bag.
And I just don't. I don't. And I get it that that's a clip from a question and like a long interview. But look, man, I understand that you play flag football professionally. That's really great. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you turned that into something. But here's the reality.
He's also like 30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Five innings.
That's great. Here's the reality of if they do flag football in the Olympics and they want to use NFL athletes, they won't even check your address. They won't send you a letter. They won't ask you to even be part of the team because there are 32 other quarterbacks that are better than you. I would literally
at least
feel better with Bryce Young as a fantasy as a flag football quarterback in the Olympics. I would feel better with Kenny Pickett as my flag football quarterback over this guy. And I understand, look, well, it's a different sport. You do different plays. There's different ways. Also, why take a shot at the top guy in the entire NFL? Like, I'm better than Patrick Mahomes. Stop. Just let it be.
Well, if he said he's better than Joe Burrow, I don't know how many people would be like, oh my God, I can't believe he said it, and get the reaction that he did. Like, it's great for getting the attention. If he didn't say anything, nobody would be paying attention. This guy, who we don't know what his name is, has made a name for himself being, you know, with these comments and stupid comments at that about Patrick Mahomes. But I think what we're understanding and what we all learned with the Fortnite in France for the Olympics is that America wants to see the stars, right? Like, and it's not just American people that want to see the stars. The athletes now want to be part of what they saw. Like, I don't think people really understand, at least in my world anyway, I don't think people understand how big a hit the Paris Olympics really were, right? Like, that was a big time show. That was a pop culture event. That was something that looked awesome that you wanted to be a part of, right?
Right.
And that's me, you know, just average Joe sitting around. You've got athletes that watched what those NBA players did in the Paris Olympics. You watched, you know, what the WNBA players did in the Paris Olympics. You watched them go out there and have fun and win gold and become cult heroes in their country. Mm-hmm. And every other athlete's like, man, I want to be part of that. I want to represent my country. I want to be in there. I know baseball players want to be in there. It's going to be interesting. That CBA is coming due in a couple of years before the Olympics. We'll see if the baseball players hold out and say, hey, we want to play in the Olympics. NFL players want to be part of it because you're on the national stage. Think about how much more money some of these guys can make when they go out there and they play good at the Olympics because you've opened yourself up to a completely new audience. Like that person who did the breakdancing, right? Where was she? From Australia, right? And people are mad at her. She's signing all kinds of marketing deals. Simone Biles signing all kinds of marketing deals. You know, like it's crazy and it's awesome all at the same time to see what that 2-week event can do for so many people and how it can take your Q rating to the next level. Even if you are a professional athlete in America, you're still like, 100 million people watch the Super Bowl. That's a third of the country. How many people watch the Olympics? Everybody's paying attention to the Olympics, whether you like sports or not, because it's more than just sports. And so you get that exposure. These guys are going to want to play. And quite frankly, if Patrick Mahomes in 4 years at however old he's going to be, 34 years old or whatever the case is, and if he says, hey, I'd like to be the quarterback for American flag football, this gentleman needs to take a back seat and understand it's not your day. Thanks for all you did, but we want to see the people. The people want the people, man. That's exactly what we want to see in the Olympics, and that's what made these Olympics so special. We all knew the athletes that were participating.
Yeah, I don't even know if Patrick Mahomes would be my first pick at quarterback in the flag football.
Who would you take?
I mean, it's got to be somebody that's like big and mobile, so it'd be like Lamar.
LeBron would be just, great.
I think he'd be nasty. Obviously, we did a couple weeks ago. We did our fantasy our flag football Olympic roster, but Lamar would just
Fields.
Be Lamar. I don't know.
He feels like a good choice.
Lamar or Fields? Yeah, those would be my two.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I don't know if I'd have Justin Fields there. I mean, he's got that sort of like
he may be needing flag football in the next couple of weeks for a job.
Yeah,
I think the Pro Bowl should be them versus our team.
That's a great idea.
That's what the Pro Bowl should
be
this year.
You know what, sir? Flag football quarterback, man, you're running your mouth. All right, let's go. Like Patrick Mahomes, instead of putting the meme up, should have just dropped a challenge. Let's meet for a game.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll bring my best, you bring your best, and let's play.
See what happens.
Yeah, let's go.
If you keep giving people like this publicity, they're going to keep saying stuff like this. It doesn't deserve a discussion, honestly.
Yeah, actually, it does, because that's what everybody's talking about. We talk about what the sports fans talk about. This guy came out and said he's better than Patrick Mahomes. I think we're probably going to have a conversation on that, both locally and nationally, right? I mean, like, you go out there and you say that you're better than Patrick Mahomes, you're going to get talked about.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
Okay. Okay. Like Patrick, you know, he plays 7-on-7 in practice every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. 913-586-7965. If you'd like to chime in on this conversation, I think it's one that merits a lot of conversations, at least in my opinion. Again, the number is 913-586-7965. This used to be what we did on After Hours. We do an out of left field question. But today is, what is an unpopular opinion you're willing to die on the hill for?
Yeah.
Because obviously that man that we just listened to saying that he was better than Patrick Mahomes in the sport or had a better IQ, that's an unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. He's dying on that hill. That's fine. Trust in yourself. Godspeed. Mac, Bob, myself, Dusty Likens, what's an unpopular opinion that you have? Mac, why don't you start this off?
Yeah, you know, we talked about him last week. I think my unpopular opinion would be that I like Dan Orlovsky. I'm not a complete hater.
Why? Give me a reason why you like him.
I will say that article that we covered last week was preposterous. I don't like that, but yeah. I just like his film review. I like when he goes through all 22 footage. I learn stuff.
He's got energy. Teacher. He's got energy, right? Ugh. My problem with Orlovsky is that he's got a case of the try too hards. And like he's trying too hard. How I view it is Dan Orlovsky is trying to audition to be a coach in the NFL using the ESPN platform.
Oh, he was butthurt about the Saturday thing.
No question. And I don't think he's probably real happy about J.J. Redick either, right?
And
that's where I am with Dan Orlovsky. Like, do your job, go out there and do your thing, and if it happens, it happens great, right? I just feel like every time he's on TV, he's auditioning for a would-be head coaching vacancy or a general manager somebody like that, as opposed to just going out there and giving his opinion and giving his take. I feel like he's always angling to be the next head coach of some organization. And you're right. The Jeff Saturday thing probably put him into a new level, because when that happened, we were like, oh my God, you can clearly sense the jealousy.
Yeah, there were a few guys.
That was, you know, there. And I didn't hate the Jeff Saturday hire at all for the Indianapolis Colts. I love it. You were in a no-win situation. You weren't winning any games. Why not try something different? That was the perfect opportunity to do that. And obviously, it didn't work out. But I had no ill will towards the Indianapolis Colts for putting Jeff Saturday on the sideline for the final month of the season.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky.
Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let me be very clear with what I'm saying, okay? Chiefs fans, Patrick Mahomes, best player. He's the most talented player in the NFL, and he's the most dynamic weapon. Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. When it comes to quarterbacking, when it comes to understanding play calls, when it comes to understanding what you have to do with the football, when it comes to understanding what the defense is, when it comes to understanding pocket manipulation, when it comes to timing and rhythm and accuracy and ball play, Joe Burrow's the best. Mm. He's the standard right now. The consistency with what Joe does, and the way I'll say it is this, the fascinating part is all the stuff that Patrick, Josh Allen, Lamar, Jalen Hurts do, guys, you can't do that stuff. That they're outliers when it comes to so much of their stuff. All the stuff that Joe does, you can, but he's the only one who does. That's the thing that fascinates me about Joe Burrow.
Oh, good for you.
Didn't help me there, Dusty.
Thank you.
You like that guy?
He says he's got an unpopular opinion. So that's fine. He's not. What's yours?
A lot of them that are coming in on the text line, I actually agree with. Mine is, all right, so I am an iced tea drinker. I don't drink soda, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm an iced tea drinker. And usually when you get iced tea, it's fresh brewed, right? And it's always a little bit warmer than, you know, your average drink because they're brewing the tea. Sonic Ice sucks. It is about as useless as well, I guess you could say that flag football quarterback, right? I mean, that the Sonic ice is such a waste of time. That rabbit turd ice, they used to have it at Pizza Shuttle back in the day. Your drink gets in there, that ice melts immediately. There's not enough surface area. It's not solid enough. It doesn't give you the proper cube usage to keep your drink cold. I found myself yesterday getting an iced tea, having the choice between crushed ice or cubed ice. I used the cubed ice, and when I was done with my iced tea, I still had ice left in the glass. Had I used the crushed ice, the rabbit turd ice, that stuff would have been melted. The drink would have been watered down. It would have been awful. I'd rather go and have no ice than have to use that crushed rabbit turd ice. I think it is a joke, and I think the only reason people like it is because you're told you're supposed to like it.
I would disagree, but that's okay. That's your opinion.
That's why it's unpopular. Yep. Disagree as well.
I think Sonic ice is probably the best ice in the world. It's also the same as the Quick Trip ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can pack it in there and get more liquid. You get more liquid with it.
You don't, actually, because you have to pack it so much to keep your drink cold. The liquid to crushed ice ratio, that's why they're not giving you crushed ice because it benefits the consumer. Nothing benefits the consumer or they're giving you. The solid blocks of ice, the cubes of ice, surface area, hold up longer, and they don't water down your drink.
I love Sonic ice because it's easy to crush. You can chew on it.
Chew on it. That's me too, man.
Yeah, I can chew on the regular ice just fine.
Just not as easy.
Best things in life aren't easy, Dusty. You spent 10 years at night, right?
Mm-hmm. What has Joe Burrow done in the NFL? 816. Unpopular opinion.
What has Joe Burrow done in the NFL? I don't know. He went to a Super Bowl, beat Patrick Mahomes in his home crib in an AFC championship. That's pretty impressive. I'm not a Joe Burrow defender, but I mean.
Other unpopular opinion is that most, if not all, KC barbecue tastes the same.
Whoa.
Another one, Gates has the best ribs in the city. Okay. My unpopular opinion seems to be, to me, like, one of them probably speaks to all of them. These are my two unpopular opinions. Pineapple does belong on pizza.
Totally disagree.
Okay. And then I am a drums over flats guy when it comes to wings.
Oh,
I want to roll that daddy in blue cheese, man. I want to be able to,
to dip a flat.
Yes, I have to use a fork and place it on there. Or what people say is you break it open, then you dip it. I'm a little OC with my hands. You can call me Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
You can call me a little bit of that. But with the drums, you can get a nice little roll. 100% cheese.
That's not unpopular. I think people who like the flats better than the drums. Maybe
I agree.
I think that I could be wrong about that. But like the flat drum conversation comes up a lot. Like give me 50 drums any day of the week over the flats, because the dipping thing is right. Every time you get a dipping sauce, it's in a ramekin.
Yep.
How do you put a flat wing in a ramekin? You got to like dip it in sideways, and then maybe you got to flip it around. But then you dunk it, Dusty. You're not getting any dip on the surface area of the wing.
It's
like at the tip of the wing where it comes together. It's cartilage.
You got to suck that thing down and pull it out.
You do, but I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I want to take my drumstick, hold it by the end, roll it in the ranch from Smokehouse Barbecue with those Cajun butter chicken wings, and man, it's so good. Now, I won't pass up on the flats, but if I have my choice, I mean, give me all the drums,
but
you know?
It seems like if you did a poll of 100 people, 85% would say flats over drums. It's just...
Really?
I'm serious.
Why?
I don't know.
Can somebody explain? Because I don't think you get more meat on the flat.
They like the
They're
meat
harder
quality
to
better.
Eat. Do they just like sucking the meat off the bone?
They just like the type of meat on the flat than they do to the drum. I don't know.
Can't make a case for me that a flat is better than a drumstick when it comes to the wings. And I always feel like a pig and a slob when I have like the flats and the drums, and I just keep taking the drums. I'm like, I'm not leaving them for anybody else at the table. Don't you feel like an ass? Like, does anybody else want that? Oh no, I'm good. The flats are just fine. I'm like, but you can't dip the flat properly. Somebody needs to invent a ramekin for the flat that is a little bit longer, maybe a rectangular one that comes on the side, so you can put that flat in and get the entire surface area of one side covered in ranch dressing.
The 785 says Bob's all about surface area today.
Yeah, that's right.
Unpopular opinion, mayo is a solid hot dog condiment. Hi, Josh.
Josh, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Why are you awake?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.